I'm at the Open University and I'm sat with Dr. Robert Lucas, who is showing me some very interesting 3D and 2D modelling. Obviously, you're going to have to use some very explanatory words to put across exactly what these do. But what is your job title?
I'm an educational programmer for the Pi Settle.
So you are making and creating software to enable people to have a more hands-on experience on their Open University courses. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's right. I'm creating 3D immersive environments that mimic a laboratory experience or some experience to do with learning something that's relevant to the OU.
Now, I've had a look at a couple of the things that you've got just on your desktop here. I'm particularly impressed with the looking at the night sky through a telescope. And how accurate is that telescope to one that you would use if you came right here into Milton Keynes to the observatory?
Well, it's virtually identical. This happens to be a 12-inch mead out on Mallorca that's being emulated here, and the one we have in the observatory on site is a 16-inch, but they have the same hand controllers. And we basically modelled exactly how the controller worked by using very large sheets of paper and saying it goes from this state to that state when this button is pressed until the whole thing was entirely modelled so that we could then mimic the exact behaviour of the hand controller in software. And then we have a three-dimensional model of the telescope itself with a three-dimensional model of the sky behind it, and then we emulate exactly what they do.
That's phenomenal. And I must admit, I live in the countryside, and the stars look a little bit clearer than I get, but infinitely clearer than I imagine somebody living in a city would see.
Exactly, but we certainly want them to be able to see the night sky as we would like them to see it, and certainly we get some very, very clear nights out in Mallorca.
I also saw a model, very impressively, put some 3D goggles on, and you've got a 3D screen here of a spectrometer.
That's right, yes. This is a common experiment that students do to work out the wavelength of light. They use a diffraction grating in the spectrometer, and it splits it into rainbows, and they measure the angles of these rainbows using the spectrometer, and they plot a graph, and the graph will give them the wavelength of light. So it's a very ordinary sort of experiment for the students to do, and this we can fully emulate in a 3D immersive environment.
Now, I remember seeing one of the little microscopes, little plastic microscopes that would be sent with your learning kit about 40 years ago if you were doing an Open University course. How much would it cost to send a spectrometer to a student?
I've no idea, but I think one of the courses on minerals is used to sending out microscopes, and I think they've spent something like £1 million so far, so it's quite an expense, yes.
When we're spending so much time getting involved with software and computers now, it's just our imaginations that have to grasp this, surely. Instead of holding the object in our hand, we're holding the mouse, and especially with 3D goggles on, it can be quite an immersive experience, it seems.
Yes, obviously you're not getting the exact touch, but it's quite surprising how the brain will happily log in. In the spectrometer example, we're using the mouse wheel for focusing. And because you see the telescope tube moving as you move the mouse wheel and you see the focusing come along, work in synchronization with that, it gives a very, very good feel that you're actually doing the focusing with a real spectrometer.
Now, what software are you using here?
This is Blitz, which is a games language, but I often use C++ with the OpenGL library. That's probably my most usual tool. The telescope is using OpenGL.
Now, my only real experience of 3D modelling is on social media platforms like Second Life. This seems a lot smoother. Why is that?
Well, Second Life is trying to do a lot of different things. It's basically a social networking site, and I do find that it's very, very difficult to get Second Life to work very smoothly with this kind of complexity.
Right, so this modelling that you're making now, does it sit on a server or does somebody download it for it to run on their computer?
This would normally be downloaded and run, actually installed, but we are looking at a different software package now, Unity, which will allow it to run straight from the web.
Wow, and of course the interaction, the integration, the adjustments are infinitely possible, and of course doable remotely as well.
Yeah,
so if you didn't want a view of the night sky in Spain, I imagine it's only a couple of clicks to have a trip around the world to all the different observatories.
Absolutely, it can be reconfigured for anywhere, yes. And we are using the same kind of software to use a different telescope and a different way of controlling it as well. So, you know, these ideas are extensible.
You've been doing this for about 4 years.
That's right, yes.
So 3D modelling came into the Open University about 4 years ago.
I think I was the only person doing it. I have been for much of that time. On the whole, people were not receptive to it to begin with because they saw it as being hugely complicated and a long way from the kind of things they were doing. But now there's a kind of a buzz about it, and I think people are a lot more accepting of the ideas. And they can see the benefits. Some of these things simply can't be done with 2D. The telescope's simulator just wouldn't get off the starting blocks if you tried to do it in 2D. It needs to be in 3D for the students to have that immersive experience.
No, definitely. And I have only looked at it for 5 minutes, and I can see just how fascinatingly immersive it is. And it makes me think about certain courses in a different way, and makes me think about remote learning definitely in a different way when I realise we've all got computers now, and I'm sure they're all capable of running even some of the most basic of two-dimensional. I'm looking forward to 3D stuff and 3D monitors. I mean, only at the gadget show last week, they're much, much more affordable than they used to be, so that should open things up.
Well, I think the one over there was only something like £250. I don't think it was a fortune, and they're going to come down. Now that 3D has kind of become popular, I mean, this is stereo 3D, we should see prices becoming just every day, just very, very normal.
Brilliant. Look forward to checking out some of your future projects. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.